lot of talk been made about the power. But there must be a people who train to be instrument of manifesting and demonstrating this power. Amen?
Amen.
And so prepare yourself to take notes. Prepare yourself to pay close attention. Prepare yourself for me to repeat some things. Something so strong you need to say it 3 or 4 times. All right, so it's not so much of the territory that we have to cover, but we have to cover the territory we cover proper. Did you understand that? Yeah, so we're not rushing, we're not trying. One thing we have done in LTMA, the ministerial association we have, is we have killed the spirit of competition. And, you know, apostolically, the Lord, we have dealt with the erroneous side of grace. The Lord took me at the erroneous side, the side that was going into error. Grace is such a great manifestation from God. I thank God for his grace. You? But the Lord permitted us to go into grace, into a grace camp, and we found out that a lot of things that wasn't proper. And so we dealt with it, and then we pulled out. Because every scripture, every doctrine has to go with the whole counsel of God. And then the Lord had us a deal, and it's very ticky because people don't understand it with the cross. He had us to put crosses in our churches by my direction. But he was putting them in there for us to understand that it wasn't the wood. It's not the cross you got to hang around your neck. The cross of Christ is what he did when he was on that wood. It was only a vehicle. And you see, Satan wants you to deal with the vehicle, not with the real destiny. The destiny of the cross was Jesus died, paid for our curse, get buried and defied death, and then come back and talk to the disciples, tell them wait for the power. Then he ascended to glory, took me with him. Say, took me with him. And seated now on the right hand of the Father and permitted me. Come on, say it. To sit with him. Now, one of the major problems, I'll tell you right now before I start ministering, one of the major problems with us in the church is that we're trying to operate from down here up to there. No, you operate from your seat. Your faith, your confession, everything you do, you operate from a heavenly position and bring it to earth. You got that?
Yes.
Lift your hands. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you that you're here and that the Holy Spirit is the executive of supernatural things. And we're thankful that not only people here are going to get ministered to, but around the world, a sound, a light will go. A revival will break out. Restoration and rediscovery will be made. Development will be made in this house. We thank you. We thank you for all the ministry of help. As they walk in their authority, your hand will be upon them. We thank you, Father. We said it, that all who are traveling, coming this way, that they are protected. And we thank you so much for the men and women of God who are on their way here. We thank you this morning that you will speak to us and show us things we need to see. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. I want to read a few scriptures this morning because it's a very unclear subject. I'll be dealing with the supernatural, and I'll be dealing with how to manifest the supernatural and how to function in the glory of God all this week. But there's a subject that is unlearned, untaught, and well, quite naturally, it's not understood. But it plays a major part in the development of your spirit, in the obtaining the benefits that God has provided for us through Christ. It's a subject that is touched on, but I think that it's not really understood had this should, and we'll begin to deal with it. I want you to listen to this. Rediscovering the fear of the Lord is the master key to the supernatural. I want to say that again now, because you have to develop. There's an intimacy. There's a closeness. There's a inner insight of who God really is, that this fear, which is known as respect, this honor, this reverential fear that we need to have for him in every step we make, every decision we make, everywhere we go, everything we do. And it cannot be established unless you have a knowledge of really who God really is, a knowledge of what God really has done for you. Come on, talk to me. See, when you recognize this reverential fear is a respect and an honor to him because he's been so good to you. The fear of the Lord locks up many benefits that believers are not getting because they don't know how to walk therein. Matter of fact, we're going to look at scripture that the fear of the Lord was at the top of the list of things that God says for us to do. And so I want to break it down for the church. It was broke down for Israel. There's some things I want to read, some texts I want to read. And I want to come, you might write this down. Write this. Understanding supernatural fear and its benefits. See, this is a supernatural fear. We got a negative, demonical, also supernatural fear that comes from the devil. So the devil operating the supernatural. You remember the two snakes, Moses, Aaron, snake? Yeah, and remember in the 8th chapter of Acts where he had all those people hookwank by doing sorceries and witchcraft. So he can move in the realm of the supernatural. That's why we have to have discernment, for we don't know what spirit moving. Try the spirit by the spirit. Amen. Come on. Just because something happened out of the ordinary doesn't mean it's God. So you have to have the wisdom of God and the witness of the Holy Spirit that's from God. But there's a supernatural fear. You know, we know God says God had not given us a spirit of fear in 2 Timothy 1:7, but a power, love, and a sound mind. We know that aspect. That other fear, the spirit of fear that text talks about is a scary fear. It's a fear that you're not going to get well when you're sick. It's a fear that you're not going to get your breakthrough when look like limitations all around you. That's a negative fear, but there's a supernatural fear that will always give you a breakthrough to the supernatural. Didn't go over too good because you don't understand what I'm talking about. But I can get it. We'll get it. Let's look at some scriptures. These scriptures are going to help you. Our mind need to be renewed in this area. But this is one of the master keys. I want you to get this. One of the master, I talked about boldness last Wednesday. This should have been the first one. The fear of the Lord is the master key to supernatural manifestation, demonstration, creative miracles, signs and wonders. That there's a reverence that has to be there. There's a respect that has to be there for it to happen, all right? In Acts chapter 9, let's look at the first verse here. Acts 9:31, it comes to a place that the church had rest. Church came into rest. And I think the fear of the Lord, the church is unrestful in some area because the manifestations are not coming forth as they should. We're making confession. We're talking. We're walking by faith, we say, and we're doing this and we're doing that. We're singing songs. We're shouting. But yet there's a lot of things not happening. Hello, church. Amen. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. There's a lot of things not happening. A lot of things said. But there's a lot of things not happening. How many of y'all are ready for it to happen? Suppose all the scriptures you have read in your life start happening. In Acts chapter 9, verse 31, it says, then had the churches rest throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria and were edified. Now notice the next statement. And walking in the fear of the Lord. And walking with respect of his awesomeness. Now this is stop sin. Because in the statement, it revealing God's judgment. Some things in the church God has to judge. Some things in the believer's life, God has to permit Satan to do something to get them back straight. Or they're going to go too far. Sometimes God has to pull his hand back a while for you to recognize you in the wrong place. And so here we got a church that had entered into rest and was edified, built up, and walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Ghost, and then that church growth was multiplied. You see that? Turn to Deuteronomy chapter 10. Deuteronomy chapter 10 in the Old Testament, and we'll see something else about this life of the fear of the Lord. The church had become so disrespectful, dishonorable, and can do anything and have no conscience of they're doing wrong. Whoa! Every now and then I have to holler a little bit, you know. No conscience of. And it's not that they're bad people, but it's people who don't understand the real value and the real benefits that God has prescribed to his people. And so sometimes you don't know the difference between a church member and a barroom member. They all live alike. And the only thing going to stop that is you know, let me go ahead of myself. I'm going to read this for you. Let me go ahead of myself. I want to show you something. I want to show you something because, you know, we have done study on faith, favor, forgiveness, the finished work of Christ. Come on, y'all. Yeah. Uh-huh. And the spirit of fear according to the enemy. But this missing ingredient, if it ever can get into your heart with understanding, you'll be healed. Your finances will come off the world system. And every demon attack your family, get knocked out. Everything that try to handicap your life will become handicapped. This is such a powerful subject. With fear and trembling, I'm going to preach it today and some this week. It's something that we don't understand. It's something that we can't do because we don't know how to do it. Because we don't know the full benefit of walking in the fear of the Lord. So here he says, again, let's go to Deuteronomy 10. Are you there? Now I want you to watch this lineup. Here's a lineup. Here's a lineup. Moses was a man. He feared God. He had the burning bush experience. You know, I think this fear of the Lord message is going to cause you to have greater encounters with God. I mean, it's nothing like having an encounter with the real God. I'm not talking about with a preacher or a teacher. I'm talking about having an encounter with God himself. In Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 11. And the Lord said unto me, arise, take thy journey before the people, that they go in and possess the land which I swear unto their fathers, to give unto them. So the Lord is about possession, isn't he? Yes. See, the Lord, now, understand this, church. The Lord is about possession, but possession is not automatic. To really possess what the Lord says, you have to pursue the Lord. Oh, you didn't get it. To really possess what the Lord says is ours, you have to pursue the Lord, not it. You have to pursue the Lord. In your pursuit of the Lord going to open the portals of heaven and let those things manifest in your life. Are you listening? Yeah. So he said, look at the 11th verse again, because I want you to be with me, and it's going to build up all this week. And the Lord said unto me, arise, take thy journey before the people, that they may go in and possess the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. So this is a gift, isn't it? All right. Now, in verse 12, now, it's very important that we pay attention. And now, Israel, what does the Lord thy God require of thee? First on the list. It's a list of things, you know, we talk about love, we talk about service, we talk about doing this and doing that. But the first thing on the list, look at the first thing. You got your Bible, you right there. The first thing, so you need to know what this is. This is an awesome respect for an awesome God. This is, I don't want to do nothing to hurt God's feeling. I don't want to be nowhere in no condition doing nothing that give disrespect to what God have done for me through Jesus Christ hanging on the cross. I do not want to dishonor the cross. I don't want to dishonor Jesus' blood. I don't want to dishonor God's grace, God's goodness, God's mercy, God's kindness. I don't want to dishonor him. So he have given me a power on the inside of me not to dishonor him. The Holy Spirit, if I only listen to the Holy Spirit that's on the inside of me, things that I want to do, I can't do. Places that I want to go, I can't go. See, this type of preaching has to come back to the church. Not just all these principles. How you get this, how you get that, how you go here. No. We need to come back to holiness, sanctification, and I'm a set-apart vessel. Yes, my body won't do this. Yes, my mind won't do this, but I can't let it happen. Talk to me. See, we're on the verge of some of the biggest breakthroughs that the body of Christ ever seen since she existed. But we got to come back to God's original plan, God's original purpose. It's not about shouting all over the church. It's about having a stable lifestyle, making stable steps, walking on a stable foundation. And then here come the supernatural. Here come the creative miracles. Here come signs and wonders. Here come your real identity. Pollution and perversion erupt pureness. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. So a lot of time we think we're looking in the Bible, think we see God, but don't see God because our eyes are polluted. Our mind is perverted. And we're living normal because we're a bunch of people who live just like that. And so we all go to church together. And we all sing. We all pray. But yet, maybe we're all wrong. How many want all God has for you? Well, here's a step of maturity. You're going to have this subject sound like a negative subject, but the fear of the Lord. It's not negative. It's just respective. The reason the Lord gave us that is because he has to judge sin. So he give us the fear of the Lord so we won't get into sin. So when he start judging, you be clear. Say clear, clear. You see what I'm saying? See, because he got to judge sin. Yes, sir, he got to cut something off. Somebody got to pay for this. Oh, yeah. See, that's why I had to curtail that grace message, because they just say, grace got it. Lay down where you want, do what you want to do, grace got it. No. So top of the list, look, he's going to give a list now. He's going to give a list. We might be doing everything else on the list the best of our ability, but we can't do We cannot do another thing on this list until we first understand this. So let's see what some of the other things on the list is. My God. Verse 12. And now, Israel, what does the Lord thy God? It is not a request. Yes, ma'am. It's a requirement. What requirement mean? This has to be done before anything else can happen. This has to be done before anything else can happen. This has to be done before anything else can happen. This shut the Bless Me Club down. So disrespectful. So dishonorable. So just loose. Living like you don't have nobody to report to. Why would you live like that? Why would you permit things like that to happen in your house? And you say you know the Lord. Why? Because you don't understand the fear of the Lord. You don't understand there's a tabbing up at the end. Watch this. And now, Israel, what does the Lord thy God require thee? Verse 12, but to fear the Lord thy God, all right? Now, notice what he said next. To walk in all his ways. Well, you ain't going to walk in his ways if you don't know what to fear him mean. So there are people in the church trying to walk in his ways without fearing him. Now, you see the mistake, what happened now? Come on, talk to me up in here. Next he says, and to love him. Notice, he put fear in him before you try to love him. And to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul. You still with me?
Yes,
notice verse 13. To keep the commandment of the Lord and his statute, which I command thee this day for thy good, for thy good, for thy good. Notice, what I want you to notice is that the fear of the Lord, I want you to understand what the fear of the Lord is. I'll give you more definition in a few minutes. The fear of the Lord is a gift from God. It's sort of like a governor. So you won't speed. Because there's an enemy going to give you a ticket. See? And there's a lot of people speeding in life, and they don't know they've broke the speed limit. In other words, they've got out the limit of grace and the limit of mercy in somewhat, and that God got to turn around and come back and get you because somebody else prayed for you. That's why when he come down to homosexuality in Romans 1, he said, God, see, I'm tired. I turn you over to a reprobate mind, a mind that cannot be renewed. And so I want to protect the church. I want to put a curtain on the church. Because we need to see some supernatural things. We got disease that in the doctor's category, as best as they could, they called it incurable. And by right, they don't have no medicine for it. But God has some medicine for it. All right? There are some impossible cases in life that a good lawyer won't do you no good. You're guilty, you've done wrong, you've made a mistake, but there's another lawyer. If he shows up, if you plead your case to him, he can change everybody's mind and turn that thing around for you. Are you following me? You're supposed to be, the supernatural shouldn't be an event to you. The supernatural should be a lifestyle for the believer. This week I want to train you how to live supernaturally. How to get a miracle every time you need it. How to get a sign every time you need it. How to get a wonder every time you need it. And it's possible because that's your DNA. You actually are a supernaturalist. You didn't get that. You were born to be a supernaturalist. You were born to be in a place and create an atmosphere and an environment that Jesus come and a miracle is performed. You were born to be in partnership with the Holy Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit, the gifts of the Spirit belong to you. You're supposed to dress a certain way, the enemy can't get to you. When you put on the armor of God, the enemy shoot all this fiery dart. What meet it? The shield of faith. We're settling for a church service. We're settling for some song. We're settling for a talented preacher. But we need to get to God. We need to walk in a strong anointing and a strong awareness that nothing is impossible. We need to see the invisible and do the impossible. Every block we live on should turn supernatural. So here's a list of things he gives. This list of things. Now, turn to Isaiah chapter 11. I'm like, I'm going to just read the scripture to you. One of Jesus' greatest benefit was Jesus, the fear of the Lord. That was one aspect of anointing that Jesus carried with him. He would never cross that line. He always would stop and pause and say, wait a minute, what the Father say about this? He wouldn't do nothing but what he saw his Father do. If God, my Father, can't do it, I can't do it. If God won't do it, I will not do it. That's the way our life should be. But because of complacency, because of compromising, because of man control, man have lost respect for God, and they don't have the power that they should have to bring deliverance to somebody when they need help. How can you deliver somebody else if you not delivered yourself? Jesus walked with the anointing of the fear of the Lord. Prove it to you. Turn to Isaiah chapter 11. Let's look at it. You look at me like you don't believe me. If Jesus needed to walk in the fear of the Lord, The fear of the Lord kept Jesus from crossing the line. The church, we just cross the line every day. We just cross the line. We just, this common. We just like we're in a scientific movie. We're in some theological concept, some psychological effect, and so we just live like everybody else. Just make excuses. No. Holiness. Righteousness. I want to drill a hole right here. Sanctification. Clean. Pure hearted. Man, you ain't got to be repenting every day. Lord, what I did, I'm sorry, Lord. No, you're not truly repenting because you ain't changed. That's a cop out. That's a cop out. See, God's spirit, God's manifestation will not manifest in an unclean place. No way. He's not. You can pray all night. You can do what you want. Until you respect me. Until you honor me. When you come back and say, I'm sorry, and I'll quit. Born in love with Jesus. Isaiah chapter 36. 33. Isaiah 33. I want to read a translation because when you see this, everybody going to change their mind. Everybody going to go clean up. Everybody going to start operating in the supernatural. We depend on this system too much. That's the problem. That's the problem with the westernized church. The reason we don't see miracles in Africa, they see it every day. Huh? Why? They don't have no option. If God don't do it, it's not going to get done. We got so many options. We got science, psychology, physiology. We got all kind of different things we can go to, you know. But so the westernized Jesus We'll westernize Jesus. And we don't, in our churches in America, we don't see no America. You know, one time we prayed for it to snow. It don't snow down here much, you know. And a few little flakes fell. There wasn't no snow. And that's what it happened to church. There ain't no miracle. We got a few little flakes falling in the United States of America. Ain't no real miracle. It's little flakes. Snow, you have enough snow to make a snowman. And that's when you can get a put a hat on. That's really not. Now you got snow. You run out talking about, look at the snow. Ain't no snow. And that's the way it's in the church. Miracles are like snowflakes. But after this week, see, because in the body of Christ, we've had so many talented preachers, they have come to the point to make us believe they're the only one can start the miracle. But the miracle's supposed to be flowing through the body of Christ, a housewife, a bus driver can be just as anointed as any preacher. If they're walking in the fear of the Lord with respect and honor toward God, the power will show up. Say it, the power will show up. Say it again, the power will show up. Say it this way now, I need the power to show up. See, it's not preaching about sin that get the job done. It's preaching about not sinning that get the job done. We can preach on sin and forgiveness and all that. Keep preaching on that. I know it got to be preached on, but that's not really the message. The message is you can live right. I keep coming back to that, you know. Come on, let's go. Shut down. Come on. My. You know, I'm about to keep this up. I don't know. There's so much stuff here, man. I'm not even covering. All right, now Isaiah 33, verse 6. Listen very carefully. And wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of thy times. Now, you want to know a secret? Do you know where wisdom come from? Ha ha! Do you know where knowledge come from? Ha ha! Do you know where instruction come from? Do you know where understanding come from? Isn't that something? You tell me you're wise and you don't have the fear of the Lord, you lie. Revelation wisdom, revelation knowledge, revelatory instruction all come to those who understand the fear of the Lord. Wow, wow. I told you 11th chapter of Isaiah, didn't I? Wow. I didn't show you what Jesus said. So much to be preached. Go back to Isaiah 11. The Holy Spirit just remind me, because you need to see this. You need to see this anointing in Jesus' life. How many of y'all respect Jesus? How many of y'all think Jesus knew what he was doing? How many of y'all have seen some of the evidence and the manifestation and the fruit as you read the gospel in Jesus' life? How many times you seen the supernatural happen in Jesus' life? How many times you seen Jesus put mud on a man's eye, spit on it, and told him, go down there and wash and come back and see? How many times you seen Jesus walk up to a lame person who'd been lame for 38 years and say, rise, take up your bed and walk? He was operating out of the fear of the Lord. Multitudes came to him. He healed them all. Why? Cleanliness, holiness, sanctification, set apart, designed, being used by God. How many want to be used by God? Being used by God. This life don't have nothing to offer. This world don't have nothing to offer you. You only temporary here. Won't you go and let God use you? Won't you go ahead and magnify God? Won't you go ahead and glorify God? That's what needs to be done. That's where the joy of the Lord is. That's where the strength of the Lord is. That you magnify him. Peace that pass all understanding. The Lord wants you to have that. You're not going to have it unless you walk in the fear of the Lord. See, the fear carries a connotation of negative, but it's not negative. This is a positive feel. Whoa. This is an optimistic feel. This miracle working feel. What? What did he say? This miracle working feel. Say it. This miracle. Well, I don't have no miracles in my life. You don't have that miracle working feel working for you. Walking in the fear of the Lord. Not that I'm scared of him. I just respect him. I know what he can do. And I don't know nothing he can't do. What a life. What a life. What a life. What how solid you would be if you hear what the Lord's saying to you this morning. Say, Lord, teach me your fear. It's a master secret of doing signs, wonders, miracles. It's a master secret for your life to be the abundant life God have called you. It's a master secret to break everything around you that's trying to hold you down. Bondage have to turn you loose. Chain going to fall. Things that are trying to destroy your family, it will be destroyed. Things that are trying to steal from you, you're going to steal from it. The change has come. Say it. The change has come. Not church as usual, but church unusual. Not being a usual Christian, but being an unusual Christian. I'm designed to be unusual. I'm designed not to be regular. Listen, I'm designed not to be defeated. How many of y'all glad you're here? Are you hearing this? Your life will never be the same. Because I'm not only saying it, but it's being imparted. This is an apostolic change that has to be made in the church. This has to be passed down to pastors. Has to be passed down to the teacher and the evangelist. This has to be passed down. This is the way we roll. I said, this is the way we roll. Not that I'm so good myself, but his goodness is rising up on the inside of me. I'm strong. I'm not weak. I'm blessed. I'm not cursed. I'm the head. I'm not the tail. Every person on the sound of my voice, your dimension in the spirit is moving. You hear what I'm saying? Your authority, your anointing, your access, your asset is moving. Do you hear me, Larry? Your authority, your anointing, wow. Your access and your asset are increasing right this moment. Things that you don't want in your life got to leave. Things that you want in your life has to come. You are supernaturalist, I tell you. You can change, you can walk in a room and change the whole atmosphere. One person walk in that room with the anointing and the authority and the ability and the freedom and the holiness of God in their life. Walk in a room can save everybody. I tell you what, that what you've been trying to make happen in your life, you sit here and listen to me this week, and it'll happen before you leave here. The reason we are not where we're supposed to be is we're trying to do it naturally. No. We're trying to do it 1, 2, 3, A, B, C. It doesn't work like that for us. We got an enemy not going to let us do it naturally. We got to put some supernatural on him. Yeah. He got mad when you became a Christian. He tried to shut you down. And you permitted him to shut you down because you're not operating in the supernatural. In the name of Jesus. That's how you roll. By the power of the Holy Spirit. You can't be walking around you like you're an average person. You're not average no more. You can't walk around you ordinary. You're not ordinary no more. You come in the realm of the Spirit of God. The life of God is on the inside of you. The nature and the power of God is on the inside of you. You got to live supernatural. You got to have miracles. You don't have no miracles, you're not going to make it down here. You got to have miracles in your finances. You got to have miracles in your body. You got to have miracles in your family. And you can't be looking for somebody else to do it for you. Can't be looking for a man to lay his hand on you. You got to reach up there and get it yourself. This Tuesday, I can't wait till Sunday morning. I got to have it Tuesday. This is Tuesday morning at 9 o'clock. I can't wait till Sunday. I got to have it right now. So I call on the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The fear of the Lord is at the head of the list because nothing else is going to work without it. 11th chapter of Isaiah, come on. I feel better already, you. I don't want to be living natural. I don't live by what I see. That what I see is temporary. That what I do not see is eternal. I got a right to live in the world of the spirit, in the world of the supernatural, in the world of miracles, signs, and wonders. I'm not normal. You just look at me, you think I'm normal, but I'm somebody else on the inside. I heard the Spirit of the Lord say, turn the power up. It's time for the church. Listen to me, it's time for the church to turn the power up. Stop being normal. Stop being usual. Stop being like everybody else. Stop being like the social club. You're a spiritual club. You ain't no social club. You call things that be not as though they were and they show up. You tell mountain to move and the mountain has to move. If need be, you have the ability to walk on water. But see, in your mind, natural mind, and the natural status and the things you find out the library, all these things happen by you listening? All these things happen by you listening? Revelation. See, you're supposed to be living a revelatory life. See, by revelation you receive. By a rhema word. A fresh word for the day. I ain't thinking about yesterday. I ain't even thinking about tomorrow. I need a word right now. God is a now God. God don't deal with space, time, and matter. No, God deal with right now. Say now. I'm healed now. I'm blessed now. I'm delivered now. I'm free now. I'm happy now. I have joy now. Shout. Give God the victory. Shout. See, we got this put off confession stuff. See, when we come in the word of faith, they taught us confession. I'm a word of faith man. And I taught a lot of it. They taught us confession. Well, let's go back and look at Jesus' life. The other man, lamb. Jesus said, do four confession and wait 3 months. So we've become so confession orientated, we don't have a now faith. That's right, girl. Wow. Say now faith. I have a now faith. You see me? You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? See, Satan got in that confession business. And he got us saying things, and what you got to confess the word of God, I know that. That's how you got saved, baby. I know that. But how long it took you to get saved? When you confess Jesus, what happened? Bam! Saved! So we have to be retrained for things to happen now. The confession delay has put us in a waiting mode. And guess what? Most of the time, the rest of your life. Every now and then a little something show up. But if you believe it happened right now, you know what? If you believe it happened right now, you know what? It just happened. You talking about getting that house 5 years later? Why not now? The God who could take care of it 5 years later is the same God can take care of it right now. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So to some degree, oh my God, I don't want to get in trouble with no preachers or nothing. I love my brother. But some degree we've been trained wrong. Confession, 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 confession. Write it on a board, read the board, put it up there where you can see it. You should see it when you say it. God said it. I said it. We're in agreement. That is. Y'all ain't going to let me preach up in here. Y'all ain't going to let me preach up in here. Woo. Do you know how much you have grown in the last 25 minutes? Just think about the time Friday gets here. Some of y'all ain't gonna come in your car, you're gonna come flying. Land on top of the church and talk to the angels a while and come on down. All right, Isaiah 11, come on, Isaiah 11. I wish I had somebody to jump up and shout three times. Give glory to God. Hallelujah. True. Wow. Wow. Woo. Glory to God. I feel the Holy Ghost. Wow. You will have some supernatural happening in your life. You will have some things that you can't explain. These boys went to check on their account. It wasn't supposed to be nothing in it. $9,000 was in there. They don't know how it got in there. You will have things happen to you. You will have supernatural manifestation of money, healing, health, relationship. Here it come. Here it come. Creative miracles. Heart, lungs, and kidneys will be placed in people's body while we preach the gospel this week, because the gospel cannot fail. But you cannot believe it here. You got to believe for the supernatural. Don't you think? Well, when you cut your nails, don't they grow back out? Why your kidney can't grow back out? Ha, ha, ha. All right, let me try to read this. 11th chapter of Isaiah. And there come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And now listen, verse 2. Now listen. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom, and the Spirit of understanding, the Spirit of counsel, the Spirit of might, Spirit of knowledge, and Now, the Lord just showed me something this morning. You want me to show you what he showed me this morning? Watch this. Watch the next verse. Watch the next verse now. And shall make him of quick understanding. In wisdom. In counsel. In might. In knowledge. Why did he say this one? It must be important. The Lord just showed me this morning. Why in that verse he goes back to the fear of the Lord? He didn't go back to wisdom. Why? Because wisdom comes from the fear. He didn't go back to knowledge. Why? Because knowledge come before. He didn't go to instruction because instruction come from the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord I showed it one time, is at the top of the list. Now here it is twice. Why did he mention the fear of the Lord twice? When he talked about quick understanding, why did he talk about the fear of the Lord? Why didn't he talk about wisdom? Why didn't he talk about knowledge? Why didn't he talk about love? Why didn't he talk about serving me? Why didn't he talk about faith? Why didn't he talk about favor? Why didn't he talk about the finished way of Christ? He said, fear the Lord. It keeps Satan off of your property. When Satan see that sign on your life, the fear of the Lord, he say, I can't go there. They understand. Woo! Satan see faith, he come on in. Everybody talking faith, he come on in. But when he see a person got on their property, I mean their life, and all that the Lord permit them to handle, got a sign of that, the fear of the Lord. He talking about Jesus, and he doubled up on the fear of the Lord. He said he make him a quick understanding of the fear of the Lord. You don't understand. See, you don't understand. It's the fear of the Lord. Not that I'm scared of him, but I'm just happy he here. I'm happy he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I'm happy to know nobody can handle the God I serve. I'm happy to know no problem, no demon, no person, no group, no committee can handle the God I serve. No sickness, no disease, no lack, no limitation. Daniel said, no line can work when the Lord with you. The Hebrew boy said, fire can't burn when the Lord with you. Moses said, water can't stop you when the Lord with you. David said, Goliath can't handle you when the Lord with you. That's why David said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Yeah, do I walk through the valley? I'm just walking. I don't have to run because the enemy can't do me no harm. Yeah, do I walk through the valley and the shadow of death, I will feel no evil. I will feel what? Somewhere in my notes, I may get to it. But somewhere in my notes it said, the Lord spoke to me while I was writing. He said, it takes fear to handle fear. Hey! It takes reverential fear to handle devilish fear. If you're not walking in reverential fear, you're going to be fearful. Yeah, do I walk through the valley and the shadow of death? And I will fear no evil. For thou with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. I'm walking in the comfort of the Holy Ghost. go is confident will not come to people who don't fear God. You can pretend like you have it, but the first little, you're going to get scared. First wind start blowing. And the wind going to blow, children. Yeah, and the hail going to fall. But are you covered? That's the key. Are you covered? So there are twice. There are twice. I got one more verse I got to give you. There are twice. I'm going to teach some more on this because the supernatural can't work without this. See? So there are twice, he says, about the fear of the Lord in talking to Jesus, talking about the anointing that Jesus carried. And then he says, notice what he said. Notice what it says here. Hey, you need to study this. Notice what it says here. You need to preach this. Shirley, I see you. You need to preach this. I see you. Think I don't see you. I see you. All right. In Isaiah 11, we need to preach this thing, man. People need to hear this. And look at what he said. And shall make, third verse, shall make him a quick understanding in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge after the sight of his eye, neither reprove after the hearing of his ear. Now, listen to me. Listen to me. The Spirit of God speaking to me right on the spot. You cannot be judged because you're already judged. But if you don't walk in the fear of the Lord, judgment coming. Because you done pull your own covering off. You're naked. Satan see you're naked. So you can pray and fast. Satan, you still naked. Until you stop and put some clothes on, stop eating and put some clothes on. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Can I show you one more scripture?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to do it anyway. Sunday morning, it's camp meeting, man. I didn't preach out. How did I do it? Listen. Understanding supernatural fear and its benefits. I want you to say that again. Rediscovering the fear of the Lord is the master key to the supernatural in your life. The master key to the supernatural in your life is to rediscover. See, it's God's original plan was for you to fear him. But the internet say different. Just get rid of clothes off. Just walk naked. That's what the internet say. It's all right. Just husband and wife, call up another husband and wife, y'all just swap sex. That's all right. It's all right to commit adultery. Everybody else doing it. Fornication's all right. It's all right. That's what the internet said. And sometimes the library. Bookstore. They say it's all right. Pornography is a $50 billion industry. You know, a lot of Christians watching it. With no conscience at all. Sneak preview. Shouting church on Sunday morning. No conscience of it. Get your children off of them doggone phone. Under 15, get them off them phone with them game by themselves. They gonna see some naked women and naked men. You better get them off of that. Y'all letting these children run you all. You stop these children. Somebody, ain't no harm. Yes, harm. Take the internet off their phone. That's a way to cut the internet off. Well, you know, Jane, her mama let her do it. Yeah, but her mama, not your mama. And her mama don't know what your mama know. Your mama have to fear the Lord. I don't know if Jan's mama have to fear the Lord. But I'm responsible for how you come out. Give me that doggone phone. And we need to slap these children down when they talk back to us. And don't try to call the police. I'm going to slap your tail down. You don't talk back to me. We ain't going to discuss nothing. I ain't got time to be discussing with you. I'll slap the hair off your head. You ain't talking to me. Come on, let's talk about it. Talk about what? Slap you back to Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, what I'm about to read to you now, you may have read it before, but based on what the Lord had been saying to us, this is a powerful deal here. In Isaiah 33, sit down a moment, just a moment. We're going to go in a minute. You know, I talk to my sons, I probably preach this whole thing. I probably preach 10 times. Why? Because of the apostolic prophetic movement. And I need my sons to sit down and hear this. I need my daughters to hear it. And so this is the kind of guys I run with. I just call them on the phone and say, look, I'm going to preach it all. Y'all just come on. You see, and my sons understand Dad don't play no game. They know God has talked to me. So I need you praying. Y'all hear me, Ohio? I need y'all praying. I need y'all to understand that we understand. Dr. Farber understands. Bishop Roberts understands. Dr. Randolph understands. And then my two sons usually preach too, you know. And none of them preaching this week. I'm doing it all. And my sons understand. My sons understand. I just called them. See, this kind of son I need. I called them. God told me 3 days, and I had to pray about it. I needed some confirmation. I got 3 confirmation. Listen, let me show you about a confirmation. Y'all want to hear this? I'm going to put it on tape. Get on tape. I'm sitting on the porch and prayed 2 hours. Prayed in turn. I pray on my porch a lot in the rocker. And the Lord said, I want you to preach the whole camp meeting. I said, Lord, you know, I got speakers already set up. He ain't never answered me. He don't pay you no mind when he got something on his mind. God don't pay you no mind. God don't talk to you. He make a statement, that's it. And so I said, my God. I said, why God? I said, God, I need a confirmation on this. So now I'm going to get on my treadmill. You listening? So I go in my library, and I have some tapes. Some tapes I haven't opened yet. So I got a new packet, took the paper off it, never heard this tape, took it up, CD, put it in my player, get on my treadmill. The man said, I had traveled 16 hours to Africa. And while I was on the plane, I was so tired, I told the Lord, I'm going to let one of my men preach. The Lord said, no, you're going to preach yourself. I'm going to tell you what I did. I'm from the country, you know. I bust out and cried. I booed like a baby. I was on the treadmill. I couldn't hardly see. I know it was him, you see. Why that tape? Why would I take that? I got tapes all over. The Lord said, you're going to do it yourself. You know, because it's really nice, you know. When the boy preached, I just lay back here and lay back, you know, and say, I'll preach tonight, and I'll preach it, and the one going, he going to preach today, and I'll preach the next day. It's fine. You know? So now I don't need none of y'all disturbing me. I got to preach all this week. I need y'all praying. And let me show you something. I want to show you something before I close, because I think I'm going to talk on this fear some more. In Isaiah 33, verse 6, it says, and wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of thy time and strength of salvation. Look at what this voice said at the end. Look at what this voice said. The fear of the Lord is his treasure. All right. Now, I got another translation for you. He will be the sure foundation for your times. You heard that? A rich store of salvation and wisdom and knowledge. Then it says, the fear of the Lord is the key to this treasure. The fear of the Lord is the key to this treasure. I said, the fear of the Lord is the key to the lost treasure. You can unlock all of God's treasure chests if you walk in the fear of the Lord. Sometime ago, I used to wonder why I'm so blessed. But I got over it. I'm blessed because I walk in the fear of the Lord, and the blessing just keep on coming. And this morning, I pass the baton over to you, that from this day forward, the blessing just gonna keep on coming. Everything your heart desires is becoming unlocked to you today in the name of Jesus. Now give the Lord holler. Wait a minute. I'm going to show y'all how to holler. But we got to learn how to holler. All the women holler. All right, now I want to know if you boys, don't do nothing till I tell you. Do y'all want to redeem yourself? See, these women are scream. These women are very sensitive. When they learn something, they'll scream, boy. These women will take a hold of it. You ain't going to talk them out of it. I tell you right now, you can forget it. She might say, okay, but she's sitting on the other side. I'm going to do this. I got to have this. See, them women got a stubborn spirit in them. God put it in them for a reason, to help our stubbornness. Now, men, do y'all want to redeem yourself? You heard how them women went, right? Go ahead and redeem yourself. I tell you what. I'm about to say something now. I tell you what. We got real men in this church. Hallelujah. I'm going to have to close. There's a lot more, but. Now, you hold your hand up. Say, I have the key.
I have the key.
The fear of the Lord opened up the wisdom treasure. It opened up knowledge. It opened up instruction. Man, when you get instructions from the Lord, you got it made. Oh, my goodness. Can I show you one more scripture?
Yes.
I ain't thinking about y'all who in a hurry. I ain't even thinking about you. You can't teach you nothing no way. You just want some fried chicken and a piece of cornbread. I ain't thinking about you, but let me show you one more thing. Turn to the 25th Psalm. You got your shouting clothes?
Yeah.
Y'all call back home, tell them, say, y'all better hurry up and get you. Y'all better catch the next plane flying. Oh, glory to God. I feel the glory of God. I feel like dancing. Wow! I feel like dancing. I feel, whoa! I feel a, wow! I feel the glory of God. Something happening. Something in the very atmosphere. There's something in the atmosphere, boy. Something going on. Something going on. I tell you, something going on. They will know we here this week. The whole world will know that we're here. We're going to make marks that cannot be erased. I feel like dancing. Woo! Do you feel like dancing? Woo! What? Woo! Feel like dancing. Come on, anybody else feel like dancing? Come on, dance. Whoa! Woo! Feel like dancing. Glory to God. Been hindering you have to move. Satan can't stay in the presence of the Lord. The verse that the three verses we're about to read, I'm gonna let you go in these three verses. The three, get your Bible, stand up. You can't. The three verses we're about to read will change your life forever. How many are ready for a change? All right, we're going to read them. We're going to read them. I'm going to try to read them, and maybe I have to run out of here and let Leroy them finish. Because I'm on O-N. O-N, not O-W-N. I'm on O-N. I'm not on Oprah. I'm on O-N. I'm on God. O-N. Psalm 25, you there? Verse 12. What man is he that fears the Lord? Question, you see. Him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose. His soul shall dwell where? And his seed shall do what? Verse 14, children. Verse 14, children. Children. Children, verse 4, the secret of the law is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. Come on, lift your hand. Lift your hand. That's just say that's bad, man. That's bad. That's a powerful verse. That need to be preached. Why would God reveal his secret to those who fear him? He can trust them. They're not going to drag his name down no dark alley. They know they're the light of the world. They're going to live right. They're going to give right. If you walk in the fear of the Lord, any secret you need to know, God will tell you what to do. Wow. Then he said he'll show us his covenant. Every head bowed. Every person in the attitude of thanksgiving.